this.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, August 4th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Independence Day Action Report for San Luis Obispo County. Atascadero police investigate disturbance involving gunfire. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 50 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and much more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Board of Supervisors' next meeting is this morning at 9. On this morning's agenda is a report from the Fireworks Task Force on the outcomes of enforcement strategies implemented this Independence Day. The task force was a collaboration with the County Public Information Office, Sheriff's Office, and County Fire. Flyers and signs were sent all throughout the county and posted to make gathering places for fireworks within unincorporated areas known. During enforcement activities, the Sheriff's Office initiated 5 criminal cases, 21 ordinance violation notices, and seized 69 pounds of fireworks. Estimated total fines with the violations is $21,000. The Sheriff's Office received over 1,100 emergency calls during the 24-hour period of July 4th, 258 of which were fireworks-related. The Board of Supervisors will receive this and file this information this morning. You can attend the meeting in person or watch online. The Atascadero Police Department investigated a call of disturbance involving gunfire on the 9100 block of San Diego Road, August 2nd at about 7:10 p.m. Police learned that 2 adult males had been involved in a physical fight inside the residence. During the fight, one of the men produced a handgun, and 2 shots were fired while in close proximity with one another. Both men sustained gunshot wounds and were transported via ambulance to the Sierra Vista Regional Medical Center with non-life-threatening injuries. The APD says there are no outstanding suspects or threats to the community. Linné Fire in Paso Robles forces residents to evacuate. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. A vegetation fire broke out yesterday afternoon near Lenay Road and Penman Springs Road. The fire broke out at about 4 p.m. and several buildings in the immediate area were threatened, prompting some evacuation orders. Traffic on Lenay Road had been reduced to one lane. At about 4:45 p.m., forward progress of the blaze was stopped. The fire size was estimated to be about 11 acres. No injuries or damaged structures were reported. Another fire broke out yesterday east of Templeton on Lamplighter Way at about 1:30 p.m. The fire was quickly knocked down to just about 1.5 acres about a half hour later. One tractor driver sustained minor injuries from the fire and was assessed but not transported to a nearby hospital. A Paso Robles man was arrested on Saturday in Santa Maria for allegedly using his tractor to crush a car. Authorities say on Saturday, August 1st, at about 12:03 a.m., deputies responded to a 911 call on the 1700 block of Inston Road in Santa Maria. The report was a suspect driving a front-loader tractor into an occupied car. Deputies say an adult female passenger was in the vehicle when 38-year-old Levi Gaze from Paso Robles rammed the car with the tractor several times after an argument. The passenger was able to safely exit the vehicle without being seriously injured. Gaze was taken into custody and booked on felony charges of assault with a deadly weapon and vandalism. The city of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of the undercrossings at multiple locations of Highway 46 East. The agenda for tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting has an item to approve an agreement with a consultant to perform a feasibility study, evaluating the cost, benefits, and potential funding needed for the undercrossings. Right now, the city is evaluating conceptual undercrossings at Guerrero Creek, Union Road, and Airport Road. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. An undocumented immigrant believed to be from China has been convicted on false imprisonment and weapons charges in San Luis Obispo County. 27-year-old Yingji Sung was arrested by CHP on May 3rd after law enforcement received a call from his significant other at about 12:32 a.m. She said that he was threatening her while they were camping around the Fort Hunter Liggett area. Sun then drove her around Templeton that day without a destination and refused to let the woman out of the car. CHP conducted a traffic stop and found him to be in possession of multiple illegal self-made guns and silencers. They also discovered he was not a lawful U.S. citizen. He was arrested and pleaded no contest to his charges. He'll serve 270 days in county jail, followed by 3 years of probation. His convictions are all deportable offenses. He will serve his full sentence in jail before potentially being deported. He is scheduled to be sentenced on September 15th. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Diamondbacks beat the Padres 5-1, the Cubs over the Dodgers 10-5, the Giants beat the Rangers 5-1, the Cardinals over the Yankees 13-7. Tonight, the Angels will face the Orioles, the Athletics will go against the Reds, the Giants will face the Rangers, the Dodgers will go against the Cubs, the Padres will face the Diamondbacks, the Yankees will go against the Cardinals. In California news, the district attorney for Bruno Hills has released more information of the brutal kidnapping and execution that had occurred on Monday. 66-year-old Young Jean Bo of Irvine had been charged with helping orchestrate the kidnapping and killing of 60-year-old Shukur Arikibier. Jung Jung's brother was the one who killed him during the incident. Investigators say the suspects and victim were involved in a deteriorating business relationship, possibly tied to financial losses or company decisions. A 55-year-old woman drowned after being bitten by a shark near Monterey, California. The incident occurred on December 21st. Erica Fox was bitten by a shark, which broke her pelvis and severed a major artery, leading to her drowning at sea. Her body was found later washed up on a beach northwest of Santa Cruz. A federal judge on Monday opted to impose no restrictions for a massive California water conveyance system, determining environmental groups failed to show how the Central Valley Project failed to comply with the Endangered Species Act. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, last week, the USDA's APHIS confirmed classical scrapie and a sheep slaughtered in a facility in Oregon. Now, APHIS and state animal health officials recently initiated an investigation to help determine the flock of origin. However, the affected animal didn't have an air tag, which may limit traceability. Cindy Wolf, veterinarian and the American Sheep Industry Association's Animal Health Council co-chair, said the importance of official scrapie tags can't be understated. Now, the U.S. was positioned to meet the World Organization for Animal Health's 7-year benchmark for self-declared scrapie freedom in January of 2028. Unfortunately, though, this confirmed detection could reset the timeline. APHIS expects minimal impact, though, on international trade, as most countries restrict live animal exports only from affected flocks or premises, and products such as wool remain unaffected. In the meantime, the American Sheep Industry Association says it will continue to work with USDA APHIS and the Oregon Department of Agriculture to help support the ongoing investigation. Cattle and sheep buyers join Western Video Market August 10th and 11th for their big summer video sale live from Little America in Cheyenne, Wyoming. This year, selling 50,000 head of cattle plus 2,000 head of sheep. Monday features the sheep along with weaned calves, yearlings, and breeding stock. Tuesday continues with calves and weaned calves from across the plains, Rocky Mountains, and far west. Now, for consignments and complete details, visit WVMcattle.com and watch live online or on Dish Network Channel 998.
Need to sell equipment? DPA Auctions makes it simple. American-owned and serving farmers, contractors, and dealers for over 50 years. DPA connects equipment owners with thousands of bidders through nationwide online auctions every 2 weeks. DPA sells your items right from your driveway or lot at some of the lowest rates in the industry. That's more value for your equipment and more money in your pocket. Try us today and figure out why thousands are choosing DPA. Visit DPAauctions.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group. Family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or CunninghamLawSLO.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
KBRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Funding priorities for the California Specialty Crop Block Grant Program will be one of the key topics discussed during the next meeting of the California State Board of Food and Agriculture. The grant program provides financial support for projects that enhance the competitiveness of specialty crops. The study aims to simplify the reporting requirements for growers while improving the consistency of information collected by the state. By streamlining the reporting process, supporters say it could help reduce administrative burdens on producers while maintaining strong food safety and environmental standards. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows right around 53, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Thursday, Friday into the weekend, and on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Low 90s Thursday, upper 90s Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Low 90s Monday, 88 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Mega Storage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Mega Storage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Investors are looking at moderating crude oil prices, upbeat earnings news, and comments from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, who predicts there could be an agreement today or tomorrow to open the Strait of Hormuz. Caterpillar shares now up 10%. Its earnings top forecasts on demand for its heavy machinery and other products used to build artificial intelligence data centers. The heavy machinery company says for the first time in its history, it generated more than $20 billion in sales and revenue in a single quarter. McDonald's share is up 1% after earnings topped expectations. Sales rose, its number of guests declined, but more of its customers are buying higher priced items. Also, Sky Anderson, a company veteran, will take over its U.S. business, taking over from Joe Erlinger, who's stepping down. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosilda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
I'm Helen Durange, David's wife. I was raised in Soviet Ukraine, and since coming here in 1995, I've tried to warn others about communism taking hold. Now everyone can see it. How did Ukraine defeat communism? We did it with strong families. That's why communists target the American families. So fight back with your family trust. God bless America.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech. Ready to go, and it's brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore with outstanding gas prices. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on this Tuesday edition here on The Right Choice.
I got a little change in my pocket going jingle-lang-a-lang. Won't call you on the telephone, baby. I give you a ring, but each time the same old thing. Always no huggy buggies until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said
the morning exchange, KPRL.
And keep your hands to yourself.
All righty, coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry is on his summer sabbatical, and Eric's tied up with a whole bunch of things. He's been pretty busy. So, got a couple of specials because there was some gruesome things that happened in the summer of 1969. One is Charles Manson. That's the first one. Now, the second one has nothing to do with 1969, but it does have to do with the way we live today. And what I mean by that is, it has to do with the 1990s, and it's pretty cool because it. Let me see here. The narrator, whatever, alludes to the 1990s as the last generation of the. I think he used the term the real world. Now, what does he mean by that? Well, it has to do with the drastic changes in technology. The drastic changes in technology, and it's pretty darn cool, because when we look back and sometimes we don't realize that we're living through it and maybe don't notice the changes that eventually to where we are now and how the benefits of technology in the beginning, you know, a lot of people were fired up about it, but as we're seeing, not all is good. So anyway, that should be a little fun to listen to this afternoon. All right, I did have Chris. Did they give the age of these two clowns in Atascadero?
No, there was no information released about them at all.
No description of.
No descriptions.
Okay. Well, I think what would be kind of fun is maybe raise some money for the community and the waste of time for the police, and maybe they should have a duel and, do the Aaron Burr, Alexander Hamilton thing and just be done with themselves and quit wasting our times and our neighbors' times and stuff like that. Which, by the way, duels were never legal in the United States. They were just tolerated. Okay, you guys want to go do that? Go do that. But Congress did have an official ban. I think it was just before, maybe not just, but maybe 15, 20 years before the Civil War. So that was Congress got in on it because primarily due to the fact that out in the South and the West, duels were, I'm not going to say they were common, but they happened. And it was just in the, I'll say the more developed states in the Northeast, that they just started cracking down on them, strictly outlawing them, where before they would just go, oh, okay, Kevin and Chris are going to go have a duel, have at it, big deal, no, who cares. All right, 238-5775-238-KPRL. On the text, let's see here. Thanks so much for having Alfonzi on. He's amazingly hopeful he can get on. Yeah, Where am I today? After I got off the air, Al texted me, and there was so much more he wanted to say, but the half hour, and, you know, one of the things with Al is it's never a short answer, and that's not a negative, because Al goes into deep detail because he knows his history so well, and it's amazing the amount, because I think he did teach a little bit at Cal Poly, if I'm not mistaken, I think. Anyway, so no, I plan on having Al back on discussing a whole range of issues, his experience and his knowledge. But one of the things, you know, we talked before we went on the air, and, you know, again, it was many of the things that he was not able to get to, and it, just the magnitude of his history is absolutely amazing, because it ties into things that are happening today. And that's what's lost, I think, in many of our, many parts of our education on, well, we didn't just get here. Something was leading up or boiling up, or decisions that were made and so forth. And one of the things, for those of you that didn't catch it, that he pointed out, although he admired Ronald Reagan very much, that the Caspar Weinberger and George Shultz connection kind of put us where we are now in the Middle East with Iran, because of the decisions that were not made. Decisions that were made, and the differences. And also, off the air, you know, Al was mentioning to me going back to Vietnam, because he did read the same book I did as George Bundy on the mistakes that were made by politicians who did not want to listen to people with experience. And this has to do with McBundy in his book explaining that he admitted, obviously after the fact, that they were a bunch of snot-nosed Ivy League kids that Kennedy brought in to be on his staff that didn't know diddly about diddly. And they basically refused input from those commanders from World War II and Korea, because they were the smartest people in the war, in the room. And of course, you know, you go forward, then you have Robert McNamara and Johnson and the things that were done. And the frustrating part for Al is that we don't seem to learn. And America doesn't have a big stomach for a lot of things. And also, he's of the opinion that President Trump brings in people, and this may sound, well, Kevin, it's wouldn't you do the same thing, to a point is, and what I'm saying is that he brings in people that have to agree with him on everything, or they're gone. And, you know, I've made, I won't use the reference to Al Davis, but, you know, and Al said, you know, when you're talking about something this serious, you really need to sit back and maybe listen to people. And if they disagree with you, it doesn't mean they dislike you or anything like that. They're just offering their opinion. That's why you brought them in. Now, if you just want to bring somebody in to make sure that everything they say or you say they agree with, that's not a good way to operate. That's not a good way to operate. So, again, I will have Al back more, well, I guess more often. It's up to him. He says he's retired. You know, he doesn't want to spend a lot of time doing this. So, anyway, all right, maybe you have some thoughts, but the history part is absolutely amazing. Okay, so let's see here. This is an issue that is, remember I started off talking a little bit about technology and the special coming up this afternoon at 9 o'clock, but here's something, Chris, I have to ask you because I can never remember, and I know we didn't have it. Did you have school cameras in high school?
Not that I knew of.
Okay. Did you at college? Not that you knew of?
Again, yes, I didn't really go searching for security cameras.
Okay.
I'd believe it, though.
All right.
Especially for college, because, you know, it's a big university.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, schools here throughout California Entrances, parking lots, hallways, reception areas, bus lanes, and playgrounds all can have, not that they do, have cameras. All right. Remember, we were talking yesterday a little bit about flock cameras. How much are you willing to give up as far as a lot of things, including some safety here in the United States or California? But the risk around the students, these images, it's maybe not what you think. AI has made ordinary images easier to copy, alter, share, and weaponize. Now, this doesn't mean that it's necessarily being used by the bad folks, but it does mean that schools need to treat this pretty serious, even more than they did a few years ago, which there may be something coming out of a school district here in the county regarding information. We'll see where this goes. Now, research shows that 40% of public high school students had heard of a deepfake depicting someone associated with their schools being shared during recent school years. Now, this is across the United States, and what's happening is they're dealing with students using AI to turn ordinary images of classmates into sexually explicit deepfakes. Chris, explain to me what a deepfake is.
Basically an AI altered or generated image.
So somebody takes or somebody gets a picture of me, and they put it into a, shall we say, compromising picture.
Correct.
Okay. Is it just a simple hitting some clicks on whatever device?
I wouldn't know because I've never done it before, but I assume so.
Okay.
I'm not saying that to be coy. I've literally never done it before, so I don't know. I don't know how to make a deep fake of somebody.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so half of U.S. states have enacted legislation addressing this. Now, the point is that this AI student image has become more vulnerable and a lot easier to misuse. Now, the schools already collect images of their students in lots of forms, websites, photo IDs, systems, social media posts, and security cameras. Hallway cameras may show a child upset after a fight. A playground camera may capture a safeguarding concern. A reception camera may record, etc., etc. And this type of footage shouldn't be readily available or easy to export without a good reason. It shouldn't sit in a system where lots of people share the same logins, okay? So this is something that parents and school districts need to be aware of. This is, could probably get worse, is my guess, because nothing seems to get better. Okay. Now, 90 schools and more than 600 students have been affected by this since 2023. Again, I can't see that number going down. And I don't have a lot of confidence in the security of these things. So the question then goes, are cameras, like the other day, the end of our privacy? You have the license plate readers, you have the home and doorbell tech, which is your choice. Most users agree that consumer camera systems can risk privacy because video streams often route through the manufacturer's servers. Filming an open public image remains legal, which limits personal privacy expectations outside the home. Now, private spaces such as bathrooms, bedrooms, and private homes are legally protected from hidden or intrusive cameras. So we will see where the technology. But Chris, you said, and others, that our TVs are monitoring us, right?
If they are a smart TV, they can collect information and data on you because it's connected to the internet, yes.
Okay, but they're not filming you.
I don't think so, unless your TV has some kind of camera. I don't know if they make those, but I doubt it.
I have no idea either. So when you say they're collecting information, it's just on what you're watching, right?
What you're watching, yes,
all
mostly.
Right. So, okay, you watch the regular shows and so forth.
But, you know, what you're watching can also connect to... Okay, so, like, what you're watching mainly, but because you're connected to the internet, that also means it knows your location. And because it knows your location and generally, like, whose internet plan that is, probably with, like, a few references to other data, they know your name, so they can connect who's watching, what they're watching, where they live, what their demographic... They use all that to just connect the bits of data with each other to... basically get as much information out of you as they possibly can.
Now, this is if you're connected to the internet with your TV.
Correct. Your right. broadcast TV ain't collecting anything on you.
Okay, so can they then, if they're connected to your internet, you know, if it's all connected, you know, TV and the internet, can they get other information other than what you're watching? You mentioned the address where you live.
Well, yeah, because that's part of your internet plan.
Would they be able to know from your email?
If your email is associated with your internet, potentially, I'm not 100% certain what gets shared across what. I just know that because it's all connected and how there's, how do I put this? A collection of data around one person out there for pretty much everything they do on the internet. I wouldn't be surprised if, that all just gets consolidated, whether it's from one source or multiple sources.
All right. So as a naive example, if I am doing this and I'm on my email at home saying, you know, I'll just say, email my brother. Hey, Chris, can't wait to see you. We're leaving. We'll be gone for 3 days, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, so now the people that know where I live and have information on me, they know that there will be nobody in the house for 3 days.
Is it
possible?
Yes and no. Like, I think what would be actually like determined is, you know, Kevin sent out an email at such and such address, the actual contents of which are very likely to be heavily encrypted, which I brought up earlier just means that you need like some kind of mathematical code to actually figure out the contents of it. Not to mention, getting your hands on that information isn't something an ordinary person can do. What this information is mostly used for is just advertising. So advertisers buy this up so they know your demographics and know like what your interests are so they can advertise to you. Malicious actors could potentially get a hold of it, but that's usually through security breaches and leaks and not because they are out to target you specifically, unless you do something stupid and open up, you know, a file that you don't know who it's from and it's got malicious intent. It's a long-winded way of basically saying probably not.
Okay. So we're relying on no breaches.
That's kind of how we've worked for the internet for a very long time, yes.
All right.
Which is why data breaches are a big deal.
And that's why they happen, and not why, but we know that they, I'm not going to say frequently, but we hear of them every now and then.
Yes.
Some major ones where hundreds of thousands, if not millions of files have been somehow leaked or stolen.
Correct. And to be quite frank as well, anytime that happens, people aren't looking as to whether or not you're in the house or not. They're looking for bank account information. Because, you know, that's what are they going to do if you're at the house? Go there, like get a plane ticket or something? But no, with no, bank no. account information.
No, if they know I'm not there.
Right.
And go in and steal.
Again, the bank account information is a lot more valuable to them.
And safer.
Yeah.
Than entering someone's house.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think the lady yesterday called in and said, with the camera and her ticket with the rental company, well, it wasn't, I don't know if the rental company, but she noticed her balance, I think, what, $1,600 was taken? So, it all adds up. It all adds up. So, our transformation from what is called the real world into the tech world, there's nothing you can do about it. That's basically it. Now, here's something to consider. Think about this. Again, you have all kinds of information out there. Now, these widespread surveillance, the cameras that we see cropping up all over the place, you know, whether it's at work, whether it's driving down the street, whether it's at schools, et cetera, et cetera. This is causing people to alter their behavior and speech. What does that sound familiar with? You had to watch her speech. Well, some people did during COVID. Remember that? Your behavior. You were told basically how to behave, and we're being told how to behave now, too. If you don't like a particular group or something, that they're going to label you and so forth. So if you want to tie this all in on the positives versus the negatives, just think about this. If it's altering people's behavior and speech, which is what they think, how about that? How about that? Something to consider. I'm just throwing it out there because, as I have right in front of me here, our freedoms are easier to lose than reclaim. Pretty simple. All right, coming up, local news headlines, Fox News update. Oh, man, I got a trivia question for you today. It's not going to light up the phone. Well, I hope it does, but I don't know, but it's something else.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The Atascadero Police Department investigated a call of a disturbance involving gunfire on the 9100 block of San Diego Road. Two adult males had been involved in a fight in the residence, and one of them procured a handgun. Two shots were fired in close proximity, and both men sustained gunshot wounds. They sustained non-life-threatening injuries, and the APD says there are no outstanding suspects or threats to the community. A Paso Robles man in Santa Maria was arrested. Authorities say on Saturday, August 1st, at about 12:03 a.m., deputies responded to a 911 call on the 1700 block of Sinton Road. 38-year-old Levi Gaze of Paso Robles was allegedly ramming a car with a tractor several times after an argument with the female passenger. The passenger was able to exit the vehicle without being injured, and Gaze was taken into custody. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. An arrest made in one of the devastating wildfires near Spokane, Washington. Spokane County Sheriff Spokesman John Noel on the arson arrest of 37-year-old Aaron Farinacci.
We believe it was matches or a lighter when he was detained in the early stages of the fire. He was found to be in possession of some waterproof matches and a butane lighter.
It's being held in $1 million bond. President Trump lashing out at the top prosecutor in D.C. over her decision to drop charges against an accused reflecting pool vandal.
And I was disappointed with Jeanine Pirro, really disappointed with Jeanine Pirro. She folded like an umbrella.
When asked yesterday, the president would not say whether or not he plans to fire his longtime ally. America's listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
We have a beautiful new furniture store in Paso Robles, right next to Walmart. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, locally owned by fifth-generation Californian. Ricky's offers a large variety of furniture, Western art pieces, and specializes in custom sofas. Ricky's bright, beautiful showroom is a breath of fresh air here in the North County. Ricky's Furniture Outlet, on Niblick, next to Walmart, in Paso Robles.
It's coming up this Saturday, the Paso Robles Rotary Winemakers 27th Annual Cook-Off at the Paso Robles Event Center. Enjoy a fun evening of wine, beer, and amazing food, live music, a little dancing if you feel like it, and they have the competition between the winemakers and brewers. It's a one-of-a-kind event, and very interesting how the results come about. Sponsored by the Rotary Club of Paso Robles, remember, 100% of the profits go to an endowment which awards scholarships to local graduating high school seniors And this year, $100,000 was awarded. Not too bad. Information and tickets, and they do have a designated driver ticket for you. WinemakersCookoff.com. All right, time for sports at 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock, and it's brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
A very busy trade deadline day in baseball. The Red Sox sent a package of top prospects to the Orioles for all-star catcher Adley Rutschman, the number one overall pick in 2019. Philadelphia acquired Luis Arraez, who's working on his fourth batting title. He came over from San Francisco. The Padres picked up starters Robbie Ray from the Giants and Casey Mize from the Tigers. The Cubs added starter Clay Holmes from the Mets. Tampa Bay bolstered its bullpen with Tyler Wells from the Orioles. Outfielders on the move, Taylor Ward from Baltimore to Seattle. Brenton Doyle from the Rockies to the White Sox, and Joe Adele in a Guardians-Angels swap. Cleveland also added Nationals all-star southpaw Foster Griffin. On the field, a light schedule, the Cubs doubled up the Dodgers 10-5. The two-time defending World Series champs have now lost four in a row. Tarek Skubal makes his Dodger debut tonight at Wrigley Field. Rays scaled the Rockies 13-9. Junior Caminero homered twice. Cardinals clubbed the Yankees 13-7. Alec Burleson hit a two-run homer in the first inning, another in the fourth, and did it again in the eighth.
Definitely cool to hit three homers. Definitely not going to complain. Yeah, it was definitely a cool feeling to get that third one for sure.
Five Redbird round trippers in all. Blue Jays beat the Astros to snap Houston's six-game winning streak. Phillies rallied past the Nationals, largely due to a Derek Hill grand slam in the seventh. Six straight losses for D.C. Giants handed the Rangers their sixth consecutive L. Wins for the Pirates and the Diamondbacks. And Mauricio Pochettino will get another chance to lead the U.S. into the World Cup. He and U.S. Soccer announced a new four-year contract for the manager through 2030. That's Tuesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical. Proudly serving you since 1979. Sunny today, cooler. Low 90s, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-50s. Low 90s again on Wednesday and Thursday. Upper 90s Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Low 90s Monday and upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 6:14 a.m., 8:05 p.m. We are at 51. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. Remember, they offer quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Here we go.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero, your county-wide approved concealed training team, carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and the byways and get them where they need to be, that's safe and sound. Yes, indeed. Let's see here. All right, Chris, are you ready? You've had
plenty of time off.
Plenty of time off. All right. Percentage of American men who say they would marry the same woman if they had to do it all over again. So a little song there by Crystal Gayle. I'll do it all over again. So what percentage of American men said, yep, I'd marry the same woman if I had to do it all over again?
I hope it's in the high percentage, but never know, I guess. Let's go with 70%.
It's not a bad guess.
My high or low?
You're low.
Okay, that's a good sign. 85%.
80%.
Okay.
80%. If we have time tomorrow, I'll give you the one for the women. It's a little different answer. Would you have suspected that?
Maybe a little, yes.
Okay, well, if we have time, we will find out tomorrow. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at kprl.com. All right, for better or for worse, I guess. Let's see here. 6 minutes away from 7 o'clock at The Right Choice. And trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton, and also out at the airport, known affectionately as the One-Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, here it is. Man, I was waiting for this. What famous person reportedly, and not disputed very much, was buried with a flask of whiskey, pack of Camel cigarettes, buried with a flask of Jack Daniels, a pack of Camel cigarettes, a lighter, and a roll of dimes? What famous person was buried with this stuff? Flask of Jack Daniels, pack of Camel cigarettes, a lighter, and a roll of dimes. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Who do you think? Very famous. I'll say, well, I won't say anything. We'll let somebody else say something. Hi, good morning.
That was Frank Sinatra.
Yes. The chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra. All right. Yes, indeed. Did you hear that, or was it the pack of Camels?
No, I heard it a long time ago.
Okay. Well, he did it his way, didn't he?
He did.
All right, sir. Well done. May I have your name, please?
Jerry Johnson.
All right, Jerry, we have you down as a qualifier. You enjoy your day. All right, thanks. Bye. Frank Sinatra. Others? Chris, you know who Bela Lugosi is?
I do not.
Okay, Dracula.
Oh, okay. Like, right. Original Dracula. The old movie.
The good one. the good one. What do you think he was buried with?
I don't know anything about him other than he played Dracula, so it would be kind of funny if he was buried, you know, with like a cape or something.
He was.
Oh, really?
He was laid to rest wearing his iconic black velvet Dracula cape.
That's pretty good.
All right, now
here's... Did he drive a stake through his heart, too?
That's a good... I don't...
While he's down?
I don't think if he was dead, they probably wouldn't need to, would they? Or just to make sure, right?
Yeah, just to make sure.
I don't know. It's kind of interesting. According to this, Tony Curtis was buried with his iPhone, a Stetson hat, driving gloves, 7 packets of Splenda, whatever that is, and his dog's ashes. I don't know. But the iPhone strikes me kind of weird because he was not a, young guy. Andy Warhol was buried with with copies of Interview magazines and a bottle of Estee Lauder perfume. Okay. I don't know. Bob Marley. Okay. Many people know of Bob Marley. Reportedly, he was buried with his red Gibson Les Paul guitar, a Bible, and, of course, with Bob Marley, what else do you think he would have to have with him being buried? Anyone? Bueller? Marijuana. Okay. It's his wishes and so forth. So, all right. Just a couple there. I know, since I will not be, I will not be a dirt sandwich, my request for the cremation is a, I guess to make it cheaper and so forth, some bratwursts and a 6-pack of beer. That would do me just fine. I'll be happy dead.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. A vegetation fire broke out yesterday afternoon near Linney Road and Penman Springs Road. The fire broke out at 4 p.m. with several buildings in the immediate area threatened, prompting some evacuation orders. Traffic on Linney Road had been reduced to one lane and forward progress of the blaze was stopped at about 11.7 acres. The city of Paso Robles will evaluate the feasibility of undercrossings at multiple locations on the 46 East. The agenda for tomorrow's city council meeting has an item to perform a feasibility study, evaluating the cost, benefits, and funding needed for undercrossings at the 46 and Airport Road, Union Road, and Werewero Creek. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 90s. It's 51 degrees.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
I think there's a site out there you can go on, and it's the markings on the grave of some famous quotes or things like that of these entertainers. All right, two more to go this hour, brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetta Lane. Just call her. You can stop by.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.